Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, North County. This is Rich Novelli, host of Wellgate Wellness. And you're in for another Saturday morning of interesting topics regarding lifestyle changes and the health of our community. And today we're going to talk a little bit about employee wellness, corporate wellness programming. And the main reason that this is a hot topic is more and more we are, as a country, seeing that the responsibility for maintaining productivity, maintaining the health of our workforce falls on the shoulders of companies. And as our nation's healthcare crisis grows, the benefits of a corporate wellness program is arguably more important than ever. The popularity of health promotion as a standard for companies, large and small, is growing every year. Since 2003, when about 57% of companies offered wellness benefits, today that number has grown to over 70%. However, only 20% of small businesses offer any kind of health programming. And, you know, 80% of businesses in this country are classified as small businesses, basically under 50 employees. So the key to getting employees involved is an employer that is committed and understands that employee wellness is essential, not only for the employee, but overwhelmingly and more importantly, healthy, fit adults raise healthy, active children. Unfortunately, the reverse is also true, and the consequences for our country have started to be seen and are quite dire. So for any company, small or large, it's important to understand that there are economic benefits, of course, to any kind of program that is instituted. And the evidence over the last 20 years of wellness programming for companies is pretty undeniable, but they are overwhelmingly positive. Healthcare costs are expected to reach $4.2 trillion by 2017, or approximately $13,000 per person in this country alone. So while a return on investments for companies sponsoring a wellness program vary, researchers have documented anywhere from about $1.50 to $13 returned for each dollar invested. And this is calculated by the reduction in absenteeism, increased productivity, reduced workers' compensation claims, and medical costs. So it's pretty undeniable that there is a substantial financial benefit and economic benefit to companies large and small. The other thing that we're seeing, of course, and what we've talked about a lot on this show, has been the epidemic of obesity and overweight. And, again, another study has recently come out that shows being overweight increases yearly medical costs by $125, and obese individuals experience an average of an additional $395 in increased annual medical costs. And if you are a medium to large company that has employee benefits, that goes right to your premiums. If you are a small company, that manifests itself in a number of different ways. Another statistic shows that physically inactive employees experience an average of more than 20 more days of missed work than their active coworkers. So does that impact smaller businesses? Absolutely. So that is also something to think about. So today on today's show, we're going to take a look at the economic benefits of exercise and specifically the introduction of wellness programming for companies large and small. I am thrilled to have on our show today as our guest Mr. Anthony Baynard, who has spent the last 25 years in sales and operations with an emphasis in corporate wellness for the health and fitness industry. He is one of the pioneers of corporate wellness sales and developed highly effective strategies for corporate sales in the health and wellness industry. He has been a featured speaker at wellness industry trade conventions, international wellness conventions, and even the AARP. He's also spoken in front of the U.S. Congress as an expert discussing topics including corporate wellness. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Rich. I appreciate it. You're hitting the nail right on the head. Corporate wellness is one of those things where, for the longest time, it used to be a buzzword. The reality is it's been around for as long as, really, there's been businesses. It's just a way to reinvest back in your people. They just called it something else.
Right.
You know, I've been in this industry, as Rich, like you said, over 25 years, and I'm one of those people who've worked my way up the ranks to where I could clearly understand what was going on, and that's when I shifted my focus years ago to corporate wellness, because I started seeing a need for it in small businesses, medium businesses, as well as extra large. So what you're talking about is near and dear to my heart, and it's something if we don't address sooner than later, the challenges are going to grow greater for us.
So you kind of jumped ahead of me a little bit, and I appreciate you kind of – my next question was going to be kind of what got you started in this line of work. But you've been in the health and fitness business for a long time, so you identified this as a real need, that it is something that we need to attack at the business level, at the industry level. And you've been working the last 25 years to really build these programs throughout the country with businesses large and small. Is that correct?
You're absolutely right. And more important, what I try to do, you know, like what you said, why wellness at the workforce? What I try to do, Rich, is educate companies why they should do it. You know, if you're a small company, as you said, majority of the companies out there are small. Every time an employee is out of work or down for worker comp or anything like that, it affects your bottom line. So when you have a healthier workforce, right, it's higher, a healthier workforce, you know, you're going to get a lower health care cost, fewer absenteeism, increase in productivity. And the most important thing to remember is this, look, we can say whatever we want to say, but we spend more time at work nowadays than we do at home. So by reinvesting into your employees, not only will they be better workers, but they'll also have the energy and the passion to go home and be better husbands and mothers, because that's as important, if not more important.
So how do you equate this to an employer? I mean, why is it their responsibility? Is it just the economic benefits? At the end of the day, is that what it kind of boils down to?
It really does, because it lowers health care costs. And if you're a small company, and let's say you have three back claims, that could be the difference of profitability for that company. That could be the difference of us giving raises and other things to people who are deserving.
A lot of these programs, especially with larger companies, they invest millions of dollars into building these programs, and a lot of them have found, I believe, that, you know, as they get away from traditional health benefits, medical and those kind of things, and do more basic self-insured programs, that those savings go right to the bottom line for them. But as a small company, how do you equate that? Does it just boil down to fewer absences and increased productivity? Are there other benefits that come for a small company that drive this?
Oh, there's a ton of benefits, but the one piece that people forget and the one piece they should remember is when you have an employee who loves his or her job, they want to come to work. They want to do a better job. And you have to remember, your attitude will dictate your altitude in life. Same thing at work. When you have an employee who's fired up and excited about work, it shows in his work, it shows in his performance, it shows in his team effort and how he works well with other people. And that's one of the things we have to look at. That's why I always tell companies, you got to look at this in a greater point of view, i.e., reinvest in your people. Don't spend your money on your people. Invest in your people. You invest in your people, especially as a small company. Now you're minimizing opportunities to lose money and maximizing opportunity how to grow your business, and in return showing people you could have a career here, you have a future, and something they can pass down.
So let's play a little quick answers here. So
Okay.
Myth or fact, only big companies see results on a corporate wellness program.
That's false. There's not a company out there that opens up a wellness program that wouldn't benefit from it.
Okay. Myth or fact, corporate wellness programs are costly and difficult to run.
That's another myth. Actually, they're quite easy. Any company that uses paychecks and does deductions can set up a wellness program. All it is type in one more line.
And we'll get into this a little bit further down the road when we talk about how corporate wellness or company wellness programs can be structured to be economical, for especially for smaller employers. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to pump thousands of dollars into this kind of a program. Is that correct?
No, you're absolutely right. And you have to understand something. Your employees want to be involved in it also. They know good and well, look, if the company isn't profitable, the company goes away. The company goes away, their jobs go away. So they want the company to be successful, and they want to be successful. Equally as important.
So do all employees have to, if a company sets something up, do all employees have to participate in order for that company to see results, or can it be, do you target a certain group? How does that necessarily work if I'm a small employer?
Well, the most successful programs out there that I've ever seen is when it's from the top down, meaning the management team gets truly involved and they're participating in it. But to answer your question, no, not everybody is going to be in it. Some people just actually can't. Physically, they may have some issues that have nothing to do, could be heredity, could be whatever. But what you'll notice that I've seen over the years is when it starts off, let's say XYZ company, they roll out a wellness program, they have 100 employees, and when it first launches, they got 20 people. A lot of people would say, well, that's not much. Actually, that's quite a bit. Because then when you look at the following year, you notice that number grew to 35. Because what happens is other employees start noticing other employees looking better, feeling better, more energetic, having a more positive attitude, a better approach. I want some of that. And
right.
Now all of a sudden you went from 20 employees to now you have two-thirds of your employees who are doing it. So as long as you start it, it's going to benefit everybody, some directly and some indirectly.
But the bottom line on any of these programs, in order to be successful, is really trying to find a way to increase participation.
Oh, definitely.
And that's not one size that fits all. Is that correct?
No. You have to be creative. You have to open. Look, every company is different. And because every company is different, a smart person who is going out there setting up wellness programs for companies is going to sit down with those people, probe, diagnose, and then prescribe. They're going to find out what would be in their best interest, not what is in your best interest. And that's what Wellgate does a great job of. We get to know our clientele, and we partner with them. This is a partnership. It's not just the company's wellness program. It has to be a partnership where we're all working together to make it better.
So
what it looks like your first year is going to be unlike your second year and your third year, because each year you're going to get better and better, and you're going to figure out, hey, you know what? Remember when we first started this, how this looked? Now look at us.
So you're really talking about a long-term perspective on this as an employer. You just can't give it a 1 year and then chuck in the towel. You really are looking at this as a long-term strategy for your staff, right?
Exactly. Well, look at your own life. What I always tell people is when you're planning for the future, you lay your foundation first. Then you start doing the sides. Then you do the roof. And then you do the shingles and add the windows. It's not something that happens overnight. But if you lay it out the right way, the future's bright.
I got you. Anthony, we were coming up on our first break here. We've got a lot more to talk about on this topic. We are speaking to Anthony Baynard, who has really established corporate wellness in the U.S. over the last 25 years, and is going to talk a lot more on how we can build these programs for small companies and for large companies. This is Wellgate Wellness. I'm Rich Novelli, your host, and we will be back in just a few minutes after some short messages.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Talk about putting the extreme in extreme sports. April 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PRCA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, and I guarantee you that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America to ride the rankest stock anywhere. For 95 years, this has been one of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. Friday night is Tri-Counties Bank and Food Max Family Night. Saturday is sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank and Yeti Coolers. And Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital and Haleakala Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. Get your tickets now at redbluff.com. And hey, Saturday night after the rodeo, don't miss Eggs. Brought to you by Diamond Dove. Oh yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Hey everybody, this is Summer Chappelle inviting you to the Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary Dinner and Auction on April 29th at the Wind River Event Center. Social hour starts at 5:30 with a dinner at 6:30. Come join me and my friends for an evening of fun, great food, a fantastic auction, and plenty of good old country music. Get your tickets today at the VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick Miller a call at 347-0544. Can't wait to see ya!
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Thank you. Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors.
Chronic Disaster Services, they do it all. Zach Bay at State Farm Insurance, your good neighbor in Reading. James Luna at Gold Star Mortgage.
Mast Roofing, Mast keeps you covered. Each week we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Welcome back. This is Rich Novelli with Wellgate Wellness on this Saturday. We are speaking with Anthony Baynard, who is a corporate wellness expert, has spent the last 25 years working around the country with large and small companies, developing programs that can benefit them and their employees to improve the health of their workforce. We touched on a few things, Anthony, in this first segment, and I want to kind of expand on them a bit. But again, the numbers really don't lie. That you know, we are in a healthcare crisis. We know that the statistics about obesity and the chronic conditions that come with obesity are significant. We're talking about type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, congestive heart failure, stroke, high blood pressure, cancer, osteoarthritis, back and joint pain, depression, Alzheimer's and dementia, sleep apnea. That's just to name a few. There are over 20 chronic diseases that come from this sedentary lifestyle that we've led. And again, as an employer, it is an investment in your own business to take an active approach to the health of your employees. And a lot of this can be done, you know, quite economically. And that's the next topic I want to get into. You know, clearly the goal of any wellness program, large or small program, sophisticated or basic program, is to positively affect the health and performance that results from these chronic physical and psychological illnesses. And, Anthony, maybe you can talk about some of these. You know, we've identified maybe about four or five of these areas that really can benefit any company and should be taken into consideration when you're talking to a potential provider like Wellgate that can help your company develop these programs. You know, we talked about a few of these. One is absenteeism, right? And depression, sadness, mental illness alone accounts for as many as 25 workdays missed per year. Now, if you're a small employer, that's not something that you can just absorb. It really hits you in the pocketbook. But there's another item here that really kind of struck me, and I hadn't heard about this before. Maybe you can touch on it a little bit, Anthony. It's called presenteeism, and it's defined as productivity lost as a result of employees being sick at work. So that means the employee shows up for work, but they're not feeling real well for whatever reason, right?
Well, so, what happens in that scenario, if I can address that, Rich, is, so a rule of thumb that I've always had, if somebody is sick, I'd rather them stay home. I really do. Because a lot of times it's no different than a family. One gets it, the other gets it, and then they just pass it around, you know, like a cold or the flu. You know, it just passes around. But here's what happens. You have an employee who doesn't feel good. He comes to work. His productivity is going to drop because he's not at his, you know, normal performance level. And since he or she is not at his normal performance level, the performance drops. And then when the performance drops, the quality. And it starts a chain reaction. Now, here's the other part to that. You know, you heard me say I'd rather have people go home when they're sick. But the other piece that is that a lot of times no one talks about is this. Here's Rich, who throughout the month of March has missed 16 days with being sick. Well, Anthony and Todd and Mary, we have to pick up the slack for them.
Right.
After a while, you start feeling resentment.
Right.
Because, my goodness. So it's the key to understand with that is it's all about the team. And someone could be at work underperforming. It does affect the team. And it does affect the bottom line.
I couldn't agree more. We touched on the third element, which is obesity and overweight, that all of these chronic conditions that arise from the workforce being in poor condition. And again, any of those not only can affect work performance and absenteeism, but more concerning is, going to the doctor, being, high blood pressure, cancer, osteoarthritis, back and joint pain. These are all conditions that require doctor's care, and medical costs go through the roof. I mean, it is no secret that it is just disproportionately and almost impossible for small businesses to afford health care costs for their employees now. And it has driven a lot of employers to look for alternative solutions. An employee wellness program is a proactive solution that really most employers don't understand. They don't get the depth and breadth of it. So, Anthony, maybe you can touch on for us some of the basics of a program. I mean, is it just about a membership in a health club? Or are there other ways that employers can get started on a employee wellness program?
Well, the key to a corporate wellness program is just do something. Doing something is better than doing nothing. But I want to touch on the whole obesity crisis. With the rising healthcare costs and the obesity crisis that we're in, the concern employers have is, and this is going to come off harsh, but companies are going to be more selective in who they hire. And when they have you fill out the application, they're going to ask you, do you smoke? They're going to take a look at that person, see what they look like. And I know, everybody says, yeah, but you can't do that because that would be being prejudiced or blah, blah, blah. Well, if I'm a company of 25 employees and every cent counts, I'm going to start looking harder at who I bring on board, because if I bring on someone who's out of shape, overweight, and smokes, right then and there, my premiums are going to go up. So getting back to your question about starting a wellness program, it's all about educating not only the employees, but educating the management team that if we do this together, and I use the word together, we could do something special. Now, it may look one way one year and completely different another year, but it doesn't take much to get started. A lot of times, it could be something where the company and the employees, we match dollar for dollar.
Right.
It goes a long, long way.
There are also other solutions, right? I mean, you can start off with an educational program that where experts are brought in from the outside to at lunchtime to do workshops
and those lunch and learn.
Right.
Come in and do lunch and learns and do programs where we're just answering questions. Break down these myths. I'm concerned if I go work out, I'm going to look like my husband. It's impossible. Is it true that if I do this, I'll develop muscle? How old? I'm too old to get in shape. People are still developing muscle tone in their 90s. So the most important thing and the key thing is educating.
Well, that comes back to participation, right? I mean, you want to drive participation. The more people that are involved in some form of the program, the better. And it's been my experience that a lot of companies think, well, if you're talking an employee wellness program, it means that I have to buy memberships in a gym for my employees. And that's just not the case. I mean, first of all, there are a lot of ways for an employer to get involved in a club. You know, they can fully pay for a membership, yes, but they can also partially subsidize, or the employee pays the whole fee. The idea here, though, is that it is supported and the management gets behind it, and that gets the ball rolling. But we've talked to a lot of employers here in Reading especially that are saying, well, we're just not in a position to afford this yet. Well, okay, but that's a starting point. And let's say that you pay for all of your employees to become a member at a gym. Well, generally, you're still only going to get about 40% of those employees that are actually going to participate in that. If the employee pays a certain portion of that, then your numbers go down. About 15 to 20% of your employees participate. If the employee pays the full cost, then only 5 to 10% of the employees participate. So an employer does have a vested interest in trying to find ways to increase participation. Now, those things could take many forms, right? We talked about lunch and learns, bringing experts in to talk to your staff. There could be hosted events at...
Open houses. You want open at the club where you bring the people in. Let them see the facility. Let them see how we can be a resource for them.
Right, right. And then there are other things. I mean, we could bring... You could bring exercise to your workplace. You can do early morning yoga. You can do lunchtime boot camps. You can do after work where you bring husbands or spouses and wives to participate as well. That either the employer subsidizes the cost of that or they don't. But the point here is that there are a whole lot more options to get a employee wellness program started than just joining a gym. And I would argue that that's probably one of the choices that you have to be particularly careful about, because you have to make sure that that gym is going to meet the needs of your employee demographic. Is it younger? Is it older? Is it deconditioned? Are there active group members? Is this a blue-collar kind of job? Is it an office kind of job? There are a lot of factors that go into that that determine whether or not a company is properly matched with a club to meet their needs. But the whole idea here really is participation. And so some employees don't want to go to a gym, but they will come to a lunch and learn, right? And so, a club or a corporate wellness provider like Wellgate Sports Club can provide you with a lot of options. And that's the first question that an employer should ask is, what are my options? Do you offer anything else other than a discounted gym membership, which, again, is probably the lowest participation choice that you have in a corporate wellness environment, right?
Right.
So if I am a, smaller or even a large company, what are some of the things that a successful corporate wellness program would include? I mean, is there a checklist of items here that you're looking to get taken care of before you make your move into the corporate wellness environment?
Any successful corporate or wellness program has to have the components where you can track and manage it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see the results that are actually happening. You want to know that the people are going. You want to track usage. You want to, you want to incentivize your people to do more, not less. And your people will want to do more when they see those little things. But again, I go back to, these programs are successful when the employees see the employer right alongside of them working through all these things. So
that brings us back to, again, the employer really getting behind this program. And they have to make a selection of their wellness provider in a very conscious and authentic way. You've got to conduct assessments. So are you, connected to a company that can help you assess the needs of your particular company? That includes surveying your employees, raising awareness that this program is going to be available, marketing that internally, right? All of that is designed to encourage participation. So you have to have some kind of, real push from management for this thing to work. We've been approached by a number of small companies to say, well, I just want to buy, a gym membership for my employees. Well, okay, that's a great start, but that by no means advocates your responsibility as an employer to really get behind and encourage your employees, because they wouldn't be in the poor shape that they're in if they were able to do it on their own. And so, again, for every internal marketing or awareness program that you do, you're reinvesting back in with your company.
Got it.
You mentioned incentives. Surveying employees to find out what those incentives could be. Again,
find out what their motivator is. What will motivate them to want to stick with it, get with it, the easiest thing to do is just ask. Because trust me, your employees will tell you.
And that's important. I mean, you know, it takes the guesswork out of all of this. Again,
exactly.
You don't know what's going to push their buttons to get them to lead a more active lifestyle until you sit down and ask them. But a lot of small companies don't necessarily have that wherewithal. So when we come back, we are going to finish up on this topic. And, again, we are speaking with Anthony Baynard, industry expert in corporate wellness. And you are listening to Wellgate Wellness on this Saturday. I'm Rich Novelli, your host, and we will be back after a few short messages.
You talk about putting the extreme in extreme sports. April 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PRCA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, and I guarantee you that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America to ride the rankest stock anywhere. For 95 years, this has been one of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. Friday night is Tri-Counties Bank and Food Max Family Night. Saturday is sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank and Yeti Coolers. And Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital and Haleakala Ranch tough enough to wear pink day. Get your tickets now at redbluff.com. And hey, Saturday night after the rodeo, don't miss Eggside. Brought to you by Diamond Dust. Oh yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to 2 Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
I think one of the major frustrations with people going to the big box store and trying to pick out their window coverings for their home is really hard to pick something out in the light any place but your own home. Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your needs, and we'll put together something that's going to fit within your budget and give you just what you're looking for. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds as a whole, there's approximately 1,100 franchises across the United States and Canada. So we have a lot of pull with manufacturers. A big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered. If the dog ate them or if the roof caved in, for whatever that reason might be, you're covered. My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
All right, we're back. Thanks for hanging with us on this Saturday. This is Rich Novelli, and you're listening to Wellgate Wellness. We are once again speaking to Anthony Baynard, a industry expert in employer wellness programs, which are really a key way for employers to insure themselves, if you will, in maintaining a healthy workforce. And more in this country, we are relying on employers to really drive the increased productivity for our workforce, reduce absenteeism, all the things that go along with that. And it seems to be in our own best interest as small employers are or large employers. And as like anything, large companies have really kind of led the way over the last 20 years with this initiative. But more and more small companies are looking at this as not just a quick fix, but rather a long-term investment in how they can improve their workforce, attract healthy employees, but also improve the productivity for their current workforce. So, Anthony, you wanted to make a point, I know, about simplifying how programs can get started by employers. And so, why don't you talk about
and
that?
What I was saying was, you know, everybody's like, "How do we do this? How can we do this?" It's so, all you do is seriously. It's not that difficult, and it's not that challenging. It really isn't. It's that old thing, just put one foot in front of the other. When you're a small company, what you're looking at always is, what is the rate of return on my investment with whatever I do? Whatever. And the reason why you're seeing more and more smaller companies go with wellness programs is because they figured it out. We're going to find good people, and we're going to keep good people because we're going to invest back in our people, and they're not going to want to leave here. That's why those wellness programs are so successful, because when you look over there and you see the president and CEO of the company on the treadmill next to you, or the executive assistant, or one of the other key people, or the maintenance man, because they all realize we're all in this together. And I think sometimes when people talk about corporate wellness programs, they think there's a division. There is no division. We're all on the same team, and we all need to be involved.
What do you mean, a division? Clarify that.
Well, people think, you know, when you hear, well, we got to get on a corporate wellness program, it's just for those people. Who are those people? A corporate wellness program is for everybody. And that's one of the key components that Wellgate, what we do is we educate our consumer that a wellness program is for everybody. We want to get the employee in great shape. But the other piece to the puzzle is we also want to get the moms, the dads working out. Because, look, we all are working our butts off. We're spending way more time at work than we are at home. Imagine doing a program like this with your spouse. It's another way you two can reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And with little Johnny, who's 18, he's like, "Dad, I want to do this with you." Okay, this is awesome. Here's what we can do.
Right.
So those are the things like that. That's what I mean.
Well, it's interesting that you were mentioning this, because I'm looking at this chart that you provided me in preparation for the show, that, you know, health management programs or employee wellness programs really, you know, focus on primarily lifestyle choices, you know, developing a healthier person. And really the result is a better employee. But, you know, it really comes down to identifying what your needs are. And that's where, like you said, that's where a good health care provider like Wellgate Sports Club can help you have that discussion, small company or large company, and really identify what your company's needs are. We take you through a whole process, which we'll talk about in a minute. But the idea here is to get a better employee, and that manifests itself in, you know, better job performance, energy levels, vitality, empowerment, individual attitudes all go up, right? But the gain for the organization that you mentioned was really impressive to me. You've got here that includes, you know, life expectancy goes up, health care costs go down, workers' compensation costs go down, workers' disability costs go down, absenteeism goes down, turnover, as you mentioned, you know, this is now you're building a team. This is something you do together. There is a social component to these programs, whether they be, like you said, you know, learn at lunch kind of programs or on-site hosting of events or even, you know, memberships that that really generate a social component in addition to the work component that you have. Productivity, as we mentioned, goes up. And this is also something that, you know, we used to talk about this a lot back in the 80s and 90s, is social responsibility. That small or a large company, that we do have, unfortunately, the responsibility sometimes to help the lifestyle choices of our employees, because, you know, selfishly it serves our best interest to do so. But also, you are going to gain, and the bottom line is going to be improved by these kind of programs. So you were going to say something, and I didn't let you finish. Go ahead.
No. You were going down the path that I was going down. It's a responsibility. We have a responsibility to do what we can do to make our workplace the best that it can be. If I'm a company, I would want to be one of the hardest places to get a job at and the toughest place to leave. And the reason why is because how we make our employees feel. We make them feel glad they're there, not glad they're leaving.
Right.
And when someone leaves, I want it to be because, well, my husband got relocated, got married, and we're moving to Hawaii. Actually, I should take that one. but stuff like that, wellness programs work when management is championing it. If you don't have somebody champion this, it'll never work.
Right. Well,
never will.
That's what we were saying earlier, right? You've got to have management that gets behind this. And more than just say, yeah, I'll pay the bill. And again, it doesn't have to be that complicated where the employer says, oh, geez, I'm going to incur a huge expense. No, it doesn't really come back to costs. It comes back to, as you said, management, participation, management really getting behind the program and then willing to work with their provider to say, all right, this is what we really need. This is what's going to move the needle for our small business. And again, you know, lunch and learns cost almost nothing, you know, to do.
Just people bringing a bag lunch and sitting in the break room while we're talking with them.
But the most successful corporate wellness programs, small or large companies, are those programs that are continuously reinforced by the business, whether that be in the corporate newsletter, whether that be in incentives, whether that be in surveys to employees. Management support is absolutely critical, and it can't be just a introduction and then go away. It's got to be something that's continuously reinforced. Now, that reinforcement has to be backed up by real metrics that are provided to the company that will show them what's going on. And again, your provider, if they're, you know, a good provider, will be able to sit down with you and review participation reports. They can conduct surveys for you to talk about what your employees are saying, if they're using it, if they're not using it, why. And so, again, you said it earlier, Anthony, it is truly a partnership between, you know, your provider and the company in order to make this go. But it does generate huge benefits for any company. You know, and again, for most business owners, that equates to the bottom line. But the not so financially driven benefits of having a healthier workforce that clearly receive the message that my employer cares about me, that they are providing me with these options, goes a long way to retaining really good employees as well. So
this is true.
So again, one of the things that we wanted to mention here in the last few minutes of today's show is that you know, there is not a significant presence right now in the Redding area in Shasta County where there are programs that are being set up for these smaller companies as well as large companies. And this is something that, you know, Anthony and I have talked a lot about, that Wellgate Sports Club has made a commitment to get involved with. We have got, you know, just between the people that would be involved in this program, probably somewhere around 75 years of experience in this arena. And again, are very interested in providing multiple options for companies. Redding certainly is not known as being a large company employer. Many of the businesses here are small businesses, and as a result, the initial reaction is always, geez, I don't have enough employees, or I can't justify the cost. But we're here to tell you that, you know, Wellgate has a significant program in place and would love to sit down and talk to any employer that's interested in exploring with us how to introduce some kind of a wellness program. That starts with us initializing a questionnaire, going through some of the options that you might want to consider. We go so far as to set up a survey of your employees, if that's something that you wish us to do, but then sit down with you and explore your options. And we have four or five different programs that can be initiated at minimal cost or all the way up to where the employer pays the whole bill. But the idea here is that Wellgate becomes your partner, and that's significant. And it's something that we are very excited about here. We think that we can make a huge impact in the community, as we've talked about on this show before. Wellgate, one of Wellgate's four pillars is community, and this is something that we feel as though we can make a big impact. The reason that there are significant numbers of programs available is because, as Anthony has said before, one size does not fit all. There are options for small employers, large employers, that will, each in their own way, will increase participation. At the end of the day, that's what you want to do. That's where success comes into play. You have to create an environment for positive change. You have to have something that's convenient, including maybe at work programs and things that are comfortable, you know, activities that employees that maybe aren't so excited about coming into a gym environment can still participate in a wellness program at their comfort level. So, Anthony, do you anything you want to add to that as we get ready to kind of wrap up today's show that I've missed out on?
No, I think you said it all, Rich, in the sense you have to what people have to understand is Wellgate wants to be a part of the community, not apart from it. We want to be a solution, a resource to the community of Redding to help them help themselves get in shape.
Right. So you're going to be out here within the next week or so, and we're going to be kicking off a significant adventure into this arena. We have already started talking to a number of companies, but if there are employers that are listening to this show, we would encourage you to contact Wellgate Sports Club at 768-1205 and ask for myself, Rich Novelli, or Anthony Baynard, and we will be available to help you kind of explore what your options might be. There is no better time to do this, and if Wellgate is not your option, we would still really encourage you to consider some kind of programming. Many of those things you can do on your own. There are lots of experts out here. You know, Redding is known for its medical community, and it's one of the things that we can certainly help you participate in and build a program. But the bottom line here is do something. It is an investment that will pay multiple dividends for your business, and we would encourage you to get involved as much as possible. So, Anthony, you're in Dallas right now, right? Is that, or you're outside of Dallas?
I'm in College Station, Texas.
You're in College Station, right, Texas. Now. Sorry, I better clarify that. I'll get in trouble with all
no
the
problem.
Texicans.
I'm at the medical center as we speak.
Yes, you got a little hand injury that you're getting taken care of. So we can't wait to get you up here and see this beautiful city of Redding. And it's springtime here, so we're getting some gorgeous weather after the rains. So we can't wait to have you come up here and start working with us on making our community a little bit healthier, and we'll explore those options. So I want to, you know, thank you for the time you've taken today. Our listeners don't know it, but he's actually at a rehabilitation center right now and took time out from his rehab to do this call. So thank you very much. I'm sure your doctors are really PO'd at me, but that's all right.
It's okay. I gave him your address.
All right. Well, thanks. Well, listen, that's it for today. We appreciate you listening, and we hope that this has been informative. You've been listening to Wellgate Wellness, and we'll be back in a couple weeks with another show. Thanks, and have a wonderful Saturday.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. In southern Japan, a desperate search and rescue effort continues at this hour after the region was hit by dual earthquakes in less than a two-day span. Reporter Yuri Kageyama in Tokyo says authorities are trying to reach any victims who could still be trapped under the rubble.
The biggest concern is that there are mudslides and homes collapsed. There are a lot of people still trapped in there. Police and firefighters and the troops try to rescue, but it's happening all over that region in enclaves.
And fear of mudslides on the rise because inclement weather is also in the forecast. Three top Republican Party officials say they believe there is a consensus that the GOP should not propose rewriting any rules about the way candidates are selected, especially the party's nominee for president. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus telling NBC's Today Show.
I don't write the rules for the Republican Party. The delegates at the convention write the rules for the Republican Party.
His comments come after Donald Trump complained that the party's nominating system.